This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Talk about this matter and all things that we get ready for the bye week. We welcome in Doug Deacon, Browns legend and Browns radio analyst. Hello.
Good morning, Kenneth.
Doug, when we're hearing about maybe there being changes across the offensive line, including Mary Kay Cabot reporting there's a possibility of Greg Robinson being benched, do you keep things the way they are for cohesion, or do you think maybe it is time to shake things up on that offensive line?
Well, I think, you know, if you feel that there's too many mental errors being made, and I think it, you know, if you have somebody that's younger and you know, it's not going to make mistakes, and you replace the other guy.
I just get nervous, Doug, because all I keep hearing about is how much time it's going to take everything to gel. Finally, they'll get it right. And then if they're still going to trade for a guy and bench a guy, which there are various reports out there that that's going to happen, then is this thing ever going to be able to gel by the end of the season?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, if you get consistency and dependability at a position, it's an upgrade. And if they feel that that's the direction they got to go, then, you know, I think you do it. I just, you know, I mean, obviously there's been some struggles, especially when we play a team that can, you know, rush the passer like the 49ers. You know, we play a couple other teams, you know, like Seattle. They don't have the great pass rushers really anymore, or, you know, even Baltimore, since they, you know, got rid of a couple guys, they don't rush the passer quite as well.
Well, I did tell Ken that I thought two of the last 3 weeks that the protection's been much better. In fact, I thought Baker looked much closer to normal Baker last week. You know, kind of like that Baltimore game again. So that's two out of 3 weeks. So maybe is it just going to be one of those cases where, hey, when they play the dominant defensive lines, all right, they're going to have their issues just like any other team. But when they face teams that don't have that huge, ferocious pass rush, they'll be able to move the football.
I think, you know, it probably is more concerned about mental errors, you know, things that, you know, you got to know the playbook. And if you keep messing up, you know, then you might have to change.
What do you think's going on with Rashard Higgins?
Well, I don't know on that one. That's, you know, obviously, you know, it's a missing link because, you know, the chemistry was there between him and Baker. But, you know, if they feel that the injury is, you know, they don't want to put him out too quick, you know, I think, you know, obviously after the bye week, you know, if we don't see him then there's something that's not right.
We just thought it was bizarre that, for all people, it was Antonio Callaway who couldn't seem to line up in the right spot, was getting redirected by teammates at times, and yet, with all the mistakes he's made, they went right back out to giving him a full plate for that game.
Yeah, you know, that was especially to put him in a new position. And the way they use them, I think, you know, when you have a guy like him, you use him to stretch the field, to open it up underneath for Jarvis and Odell. And, you know, I think they're still trying to figure out how to use the pieces and parts.
What's the number one part of what their entire game is? Penalties, offensive cohesion, anything. What's the biggest thing they need to work on during the offseason?
On the offseason?
Or during the bye week? Bye week, yeah. Sorry.
Don't get ahead of yourself there.
Well, you know.
I just think, you know, learning to play together, you know, and making sure everybody's on the same page. You know, if you got 10 guys doing the right thing and one guy doing the wrong thing, you know, you're going to defeat yourself. And I think, you know, the penalties obviously have been a problem, and the turnovers have been a problem. And you take away those two, you know, you get a different record. You can flip-flop the record.
How would you grade Odell during his first six games with the Browns?
You know, there's two or three games that's, you know, vintage Odell. There's a few games that, you know, he's kind of not disappeared, but not, you know, had the impact that you would, you know, hope to have. But, you know, it's one of those where I think you learn to play together. So, you know, Baker knows where he's going to be, and he runs the route where it's supposed to be, and Baker delivers the ball where it's catchable.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. Is there a right way and a wrong way to handle the bye week? We know that Freddie had them practice the last few days, but then decided to give them off Thursday through Sunday. Do we know by now if there's a right way to do this?
I don't know. Unfortunately, I didn't have the luxury of a bye week when I played, but I think you'd have a better grasp of it if you did, you know, if I had, you know, experienced it. But, you know, I don't know if there's a right way. I think, you know, one thing, you want to get the break to have them fresh when they're coming back. You got guys that are, you know, nicked up a little bit. This gives them an extra week. And then hopefully, you know, when they come back with fresh legs.
It'll be nice to have that off time for Denzel and Greedy to get back. How much do you think it's impacted, that secondary? They haven't had those guys for as long as they have been out there.
Well, I think, you know, if you watch Seattle, they had a lot of catches that were not contested catches, where, you know, when we were throwing the ball, a lot of our throws were contested. And I think, you know, we were playing a little safe in the secondary, where, you know, I think if you get Denzel and Greedy, you can be a little more aggressive.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show. For the job that Freddie's done, can you put a grade on it? I hate to keep asking you grades, but can you give me a word, a noun, anything, a verb? What do you think Freddie's done?
It's incomplete. It's a work in process. I mean, you know, he's learning on the job. Obviously, we've got a lot of new pieces and parts that are learning. The one thing about it is, you know, I think if you listen to the guys and you hear them talk to the media, they repeat a lot of the things that Freddie has said. So he's getting his message across. It's now that they just have to go out and execute it.
Do you think that this is part of the growing pains? Is there anything that calms people down where, you know, you might just need to gut out a win against the Seahawks? Because, Doug, I don't know, maybe you saw it differently, and that's fine. But, and I want to hear if you did so I can correct myself, because you have a much better eye than I do. But I watched one team get down 20-6 that has plenty of experience in the postseason, even with the new guys, because they have Russell Wilson. And they didn't freak out or anything. They waited for a team that has very little experience but talent shoot themselves in the feet, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we saw the potential of this offense and this team in the first half. And in the second half, we saw, you know, what's been holding it back, you know, the turnovers and the penalties. And, you know, until they learn to eliminate those, they're just going to be on a roller coaster ride. And if they, you know, once they, you know, get them cut down, I think, you know, you'll see a little bit more of what we saw in the first against Seattle.
Doug, when you hear a story of arguably the best player on your football team getting punched in the face in broad daylight in the middle of downtown Cleveland, what are your thoughts?
I don't know why I wouldn't punch him back. I mean,
well, Doug.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, why would somebody, you know, just punch somebody else in the face? I mean, that's, I guess the term we used to use, that's a cheap shot.
When's the last time you've been punched in the face?
I haven't been punched in the face in a long time. I got hit in the back of the head with a crowbar, but other than that.
Beg pardon. Let's go to that story and let's hear that story, Doug.
I think we told that one. That was in college. We had a little scuffle in a bar where somebody hit one of the bartenders who used to give us free beers. And so we took it personal and went after the guy. And next thing you know, walk over to the bar next door and get into a beef with the guys. And one of the guys had a buddy. They were townies. And he had a crowbar and whacked me from behind.
Wow, bar fight and telling about an NCAA violation. Yep. Talk about getting two birds stoned at once there. Doug, looks like you got some explaining to do when you head back to Illinois this
weekend. We were on probation all 4 years anyhow, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what more is going to come because of the crowbar?
Yeah.
Is this kind of a bad thing? Because now he is a very likable person. He's a good guy. And now it's just like, you know, this is going to make him a little bit more hesitant with fans in the future.
No, well, yeah, and I think, you know, the thing you got to look at is, you know, here's a guy that, you know, this rookie contract's going to come up in a few years, and, you know, if somebody in town treats you like that, you know, are you going to want to re-sign, or are you going to want to go someplace else? And I think, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. Obviously, we don't know the details of everything, you know, just what you guys have said. But, you know, I don't know why anybody would, you know, first off, you know, Miles is probably one of the last guys, you know, when you look at him physically, you'd even think about doing it.
So when you're back in Champaign, Illinois this weekend for homecoming, I imagine what college students like to do oftentimes is they invite the alumni in. If a football player, current football player, wants to get a drink with Doug Deacon, will you share one with him? Will you maybe go out to campus and hang out at one of the outposts?
Outpost is a strange name to be using there, but no, I mean, you know, you don't really run into football. I mean, I'm down with a bunch of my ex-teammates that did survive the 4 years. You know, out of the 35 scholarships, I think we only had four guys that lasted all 4 years, which might be a reflection of why we were 4-26. But you know, I think you know, it's down there to see, you know, the, your old teammates and, you know, some of the guys before. Unfortunately, Illinois chose to unveil the Dick Butkus statue the week before that they had the alumni come down, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because you would think you'd want to have, you know, Dick's teammates and friends there when you unveiled it, but they chose to do it the week before.
Doug, we thank you very much for your time. Give Lovey our best.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
The great Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I wanted to so bad when we asked him about getting punched in the face. Not counting the time you golf with Reggie. I just couldn't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.